Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author, hostess, and with me is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches, who's in the middle of eating a pumpkin loaf and can't actually speak for the moment.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I gave up caring about this shit a long time ago.
Yeah. Then why are we still doing it?
Connects us.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, why am I here? I could just... I can go without you.
We can just talk with what, your books?
Yeah. Hey, it's still getting me in the door. I don't want to hear it.
Good luck with that.
I don't want to hear it. It's still getting me in the door.
Hey, I do panels.
Yeah? So what do you point?
I don't have a point.
Yeah.
No, but really, I do all right.
Uh-huh. You say so.
I'm tired.
Yeah, we're all tired.
Right now, though, I am happy. Guess what? It's September, which means one more month closer to... What are you looking for?
October.
You're driving me nuts. What are you looking for?
Don't worry about what I'm looking for.
Why are you, like, looking around the room?
I can look. This is our room. I can look.
Right. Yeah, it is September, which means pumpkin spice.
Yep.
White girls love that pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
No, really, that's been a lot of memes lately that have been floating around about how to get white girls get pumpkin spice. I'm like, what does that even mean?
I don't even get that. What does that mean? And then that one guy that's like all dressed in pumpkin.
Is there a guy dressed as a pumpkin?
There's like, he's got like pumpkins on his arms.
Like jack-o'-lanterns?
Around his body. No, they're just pumpkins.
No, they're not even jack-o'-lanterns.
He's dressed in gourds.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Are you happy though with September almost?
I'm very, very happy. I'm actually in a good place in life. So
if you don't live in Florida, it's probably nice and cool where you are.
Yeah. And we're sorry we weren't here last week, but
we had work,
but we also had like the longest recovery weekend from the week before. So yeah.
We gotta talk about that.
Yeah, we went to see
Social Distortion,
and it was an awesome show.
Oh, the bumping and pitting, and you're just standing there.
That
like,
mosh pit, man, though. They're trying
on
to
your
kill
nerves.
Me.
Yeah. It was good, though. I finally got to see Social D.
Yes, and it was awesome.
I was very, very happy, and we had a good anniversary.
Yes, we did.
Not wedding, dating.
Yeah, our dating anniversary.
And then the next day, we went and saw the Misfits.
Yeah.
And it rained.
And it rained, and they sounded terrible, and we didn't stay very long.
No, we were tired.
It was just, it was long. We drove up.
And we drove back.
And then we watched the show. We slept for a few hours. Then we drove back. And then we drove down to West Palm.
I think we should bring this up.
Huh?
Biohazard Bucket Coffee.
Bucket Coffee. We are warning you right now. There is a fast food place.
McDonald's. I don't care.
Delivers their coffee from the back.
Somewhere.
To the front to put into the actual
coffee dispenser. Ice coffee dispenser.
In a red bio bucket. And we determined that it's bucket coffee. And the reason it's bucket coffee is because they don't make it themselves. They actually just get the rehash the leftovers
from Starbucks across the street
and... what was beside it? Racetrack was beside
Mobile
it.
Or something, yeah.
Marathon. We can't gas forget station. To get the Marathon gas station coffee. You know, burnt leftover coffee. We'll just dump it all in there and nobody will know the difference. You throw enough vanilla syrup in there, they won't know.
Yeah, it was good.
We drank it.
It was on our trip.
It was $1, so we drank it. But literally watching them bring the bucket from the back.
Yeah, it was something.
I was like, what is in there? Stool samples? What? You know, people standing back there pissing in the bucket. What are they doing? They don't let them actually go to the bathroom on their breaks. I don't know.
It was fun, though. We had a fun trip. We were tired.
So and we got really punchy.
Could 30-year-old Justin do it? Yes. Should he drive like that again? No.
No.
I don't want to. No. Unless it's for a con and we're staying up there for like 4 days.
Yeah, and that's different.
And well, we saw the Misfits.
The only way we're going to get to Horror Hound probably is to do it that way.
I'm flying.
Yeah.
We're never going to Horror Hound.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah,
speaking
we will.
Of Horror Hound, Horror Hound is this weekend.
Yes, yeah, so we'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it now?
Whatever.
Yeah, what else have we done?
I finally had a segue.
All right, here, go.
So
off
horror,
of memory.
So Horror Hound is this weekend.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street people from the different films. Mark Patton is there. They're doing a Wes Craven tribute. Robert Englund's there. Several people from Dream Master. Several people from Dream Warriors.
Not Dawkins.
Not Dawkins.
Our buddy Glenn.
Glenn and V and
Neville.
Neville are there from Face Off, and
just a whole bunch.
Quite a few. It's quite a lot of people. Our friend Joel Robinson, who does the artwork for Horror Hound.
If you're in Indianapolis, you're probably already there.
Yeah, you're probably
listening.
Already there, and you're not listening. But
Langenkamp.
Heather Langenkamp is there.
Which is always amazing.
Lisa Wilcox is there.
Yep.
Jennifer Rubin
is there.
Jennifer Rubin is there. So if you get a chance, if you're listening, it's still going on Sunday as well. So if you're in the area and you haven't been, go, because they're doing a lot of great things. Horror Hound's one of the fun ones. And apparently Mark Patton's doing some screenings of his documentary that we were part of.
Yeah.
Scream Queen, My Life on Elm Street, My Nightmare on Elm Street. That's what it's called.
Nice. Well, last year when we were at Chalk Pop.
Yes, we did our interviews.
Wait,
it
was this year. It was in February.
It was in February of this year.
Valentine's Day.
Yes, that we did our interviews for him for his film.
Yep.
So we don't know if we made the cut, but we can't wait to see the film regardless.
Yeah.
So, so that's going on this weekend.
So that's that. Well, anyway, have a good day.
Well, no, speaking of Wes Craven.
Yeah, I know. I won't talk about it.
It is sad. It is very sad. And, he passed away last week at the age of 76 from brain cancer, which...
I didn't even know he was sick.
No, nobody knew he was sick. And
did he know?
He knew he was sick.
Oh, well, I thought maybe it was just like out of nowhere.
No, brain cancer is different. That's something you... And it's inoperable. If you get it...
You're done.
They can't take it out. It's really hard to go through all that, especially the older you are. And he was 76.
Because nobody knew, it did come as a huge shock. I thought it was a false thing. I thought people were punking us.
Yeah, initially we thought that the articles were full of shit.
Because all the time there's, oh, this person's dead. They're not.
Yeah, but it was Wes. He really did pass away. It was very sad. It's a major loss because he did a lot for the horror community.
Yeah, he did.
And it was just funny because he was one of the ones that grew up in a... He was a Baptist.
Yeah.
He grew up in a Baptist household and went to theology school and things like that. So, for him to turn around and, his mom wouldn't let him watch movies and all that kind of stuff. So, for him to turn around and become one of the voices of horror
masters
for us.
Of horror.
One of the masters of horror for us is amazing.
He did really well. I mean, he made a lot of different stuff. I mean, even Robert Englund was talking about, I don't know if it wasn't in the initial documentary. I think it was one of the how in Never Sleep Again you had the regular documentary, then you had the
bonus. No, nothing like it had ever happened before.
No.
There had never been a horror film like that before. And the scariest thing, he reached a whole new population of fans because of the type of movie it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much the gore as the basis for the horror was
Dream
the
monster.
Fact that he got you in your dreams, and everyone sleeps.
Yep.
So he
did great. And then Scream reinvented the horror scene again in the 90s. It helped really, the first one, really brought it, making fun of its own genre in a sense. Because by then, everything was the same thing. It was, blah, 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 over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Jason really wasn't a big thing in the 90s.
Mm-mm.
So it was kind of new that he brought that back.
Yeah, well, some of them had turned into kind of a parody of themselves.
Yeah.
And for him to make the film that he did where, you had a bunch of teenagers that were a bit more savvy with horror films and things like that, dealing with a killer in their midst and not knowing,
who it is.
And plus, I thought the original Scream, the first film, was very clever. On its own, it is a great film. The other two films, I think, diluted a little too much, and Scream 4 should not have ever been made ever, ever, ever.
Yeah. And then the series.
Well, I don't even count the series. Sorry, series isn't. They took the name, and that was pretty much it. We're going to have, little tribute to Wes this month as well. We're going to watch some We already watched Nightmare on Elm Street, and we're going to watch a couple of the other films. And
Serpent in the Rainbow is really good.
Yep, Serpent in the Rainbow. He's one of the original zombie films. That was, you know, that was another. That voodoo zombie, yeah, you know. It was one of the first major films for Bill Pullman as well, you know. So
I liked People Under Stairs. That was cool.
Yep. Yeah, it was. He was an integral part of that as well. And aren't they, they're going to be at Spooky, right? Some of the people under the stairs?
No. No, that's Willy Wonka.
No.
No.
Isn't Sean Whalen going to be there?
I don't know. We'll look.
We'll look. But anyway, so yeah. So we salute Wes Craven and film has lost tremendously.
It was like him, Carpenter, Clive. They were all up there.
Yeah, him and Clive and Toby Hooper and John Carpenter
and Romero.
And Romero and
but there are a lot of good people now too.
Yeah.
The Sean indie Cunningham stuff. Sean Cunningham, yeah, he was a big one.
Yeah.
But I mean like you know, they now there's a lot of indie ones that we, you know, people don't know about that are rising. So that's good. It'll never go. Even the mainstream stops, because apparently, you know, Hollywood now is just Remake Street, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so if you have the chance to go see an indie film or something that's been made independently and is not one of the big Hollywood machine films or a remake, please go see it. Even if it sucks, go see it. Glad it follows, got as much play as it did because of what it was. Not
Evil Dead.
Yep, Evil Dead, same thing.
That got a lot of press because of the original movies, and not to mention that Bruce and Sam and they were all producing it too, and they could fund the engine, you know.
You mean the TV show?
No, the movie. They produced the movie.
You mean the remake of the movie?
Yeah,
the reboot continuation. Sequel.
But yeah, because of them producing it, throwing money in it, it had a way to be more public.
Yeah.
And now they got the TV show, which everybody wanted. So that's going to be good.
Yes.
But and you know, next year I think it'll be a good year for movies. I think between with another Jason, I think, and another Halloween Returns, which hopefully will be really good. I think an after Texas Chainsaw. Not really thrilled about an origin story because we already kind of know it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But anyway, that's that.
Depends on what they do with it.
Yeah. Last one.
Yeah, let's not.
All right, let's play some tunes and we'll come back and talk about Spooky and new stuff about Spooky. Mm. What have we watched lately? Anything?
I watched The Final Girl. We'll talk about that.
That new Final Girl and the Krampus.
Yep, we'll talk about trailer. The Krampus. Yep, we'll talk about a couple things.
All right, we'll be back.
Yeah. remember my old summer night. Rented on the radio by my side, waiting for the Harper Stanley freeze. Horror movies on the TV screen. Friday night with Uncle Creepy Show. Nights of nightmares, nights of bloody gore. Murders, monsters, maniacs and freaks. Grand Parade of Horror on TV. There was a werewolf fighting at the moon, and the kids upon the Black Lagoon. Can crackle and sprites, bit of gushing and bits and price. Tonight I wanna come back to those times where all movies were so scary. A blood red light, we're creatures of the night. I wanna come back to those times and kiss the pre-screen queen. I wanna come back to those nights, my horror night. Now good times are gone, I feel so sad. All my heroes faded into black. Life bites on a den and zombie dust. Memories are more lethal than vampires. There was a werewolf fighting at the moon, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Time travel and sprites, bitter gushing and mist and fright. Tonight I wanna come back to those times when all movies were so scary. A blood red light, we're the creatures of the night. I wanna come back to those times and kiss the pre-screen queen. I wanna come back to those nights, my horror night.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com and Florida Geek Scene, occasionally.
Podbean.
You can find us all over the place.
McPatches Media. Pretty much all over.
Yep. So, Spooky Empire?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, no, not yet.
What?
First, hold on. Morbid Movies.
Mm-hmm.
On September 25th.
Yep.
Sponsored by PalmCon, mm-hmm. Florida's Comic Books and Collectibles, which has a lot of cool guests and stuff. I'll be there Saturday. Godzilla, the original Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Uncut.
With subtitles.
Mm-hmm. Japanese 1954 black and white Godzilla. At the movies of Lake Worth.
Yep.
$10, not a bad deal.
Mm-mm.
Everybody should go out there and see it. It will be amazing. It's the original Godzilla. Next month is Reanimator.
Yep.
So that's exciting. We'll
we
talk
are
about
very
that.
Excited about that. And
Spooky next month. So
Spooky next month.
But PalmCon's the closest con right now, so that's what I'm going to go to. But
okay,
we'll do that, or I'll do that. And then, that's pretty much what's coming up this month.
Yeah.
Before we get into the next month.
Right.
Morbid Movies, which is amazing. So if you ever wanted to go see classic horror flicks and cult movies on the big screen, that's your way to do it.
Yep.
Because I know a lot of people are like, I wish we could see that on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can. All you got to do is go and support it.
That's right.
It's simple as that.
And he'll keep doing it.
Yeah, we did Texas Chainsaw last month. That was amazing.
Yes.
Evil Dead 2 before that. So,
super.
Very awesome. So,
yes.
It's definitely worth checking out, especially if you're in the Palm Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Lake Worth and Palm Beach and that area. So, something cool to think about.
Yes.
So, now, back to Spooky. Let me pull it up on Facebook as well. You know how sometimes on Facebook they end up doing more on Facebook than the website sometimes.
The website's not updated as quickly as Facebook is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, there's a commercial now they actually put out, so
mm-hmm.
Let's see what that's... Nah, I don't want to do that right now.
No.
So they got... they added Pat Priest. Her and Butch were on The Munsters.
Yep.
Which is on Netflix. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's finally on Netflix. That's awesome.
And I wonder if the Addams Family is on Netflix.
No, it's not.
No?
The film is, but not the show.
Not the original movie.
No.
Mm. Or TV series, not movie.
Not movie.
All right, so the website's not much different. Okay, here we go. So, media guests, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Nev Campbell.
Of course. This is going to be awesome.
Skeet Ulrich.
Lisa and Louise Burns from The Shining. Burt Reynolds, the bandit.
Burt fucking Reynolds.
Which is awesome because he's a Jupiter native.
Yes.
My hometown.
George Romero.
This is a new one.
This is a new one. The kids from...
Willy Wonka.
The
original.
The Chocolate Factory, the original one. So Peter Ostrom, Julie Dawn Cole, Harris Theman.
Denise Nickerson.
Michael Bollier.
And Rusty Goff,
who is one of the Oompa Loompas. Veruca and Mike TV and Charlie Bucket and Violet Beauregard.
You know all their names.
And Augustus Gloop will all be there in their grown-up glory, so I'm looking forward to that.
You know their names, huh?
Yeah, I watched that movie a million times.
Yeah, it's a shame. I hope Gene can go. But
They won't have him. He's like 83 now. I don't think he does public appearances anymore.
Yeah, but he's still awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Blazing Saddles.
He's just a little old and frail, that's all.
Yeah, but Gene Wilder, man, he's been around. And you know what? I don't hate Tim Burton, but that movie was... Ugh.
Yeah, no.
But this movie, the original movie,
yeah,
for its time, was at like 73?
Yeah.
Something like that.
71.
It was 1971?
It came out in 71, yes. The year I was born.
Wow.
Yes.
That was a good movie.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody else could play it like Gene Wilder.
No. And if you've ever read the books that Roald Dahl wrote, those are more like that movie was better than...
The Tim Burton
than
movie.
Tim Burton's, yeah.
Nicole, one of Nicole's favorites.
Julian Sands.
But you already got a picture
lovely
of him.
Lovely man. I don't need to get another picture,
oh,
but I still
him.
Want to talk to
you
him.
You met him.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. That horrifying.
He's very nice, yes. Such a gentleman.
Malcolm McDowell.
Tony
Todd.
Mixed reviews. Tony Todd.
Sweet man.
Sweet man.
Disciples.
Yes.
All I'm going to say is Disciples.
Disciples.
You don't know unless you were there.
Yes, but you will know. It's coming.
It's
you
coming,
know.
Yes. Danny Trejo.
I can't wait to meet him.
Machete.
And the Snickers commercials.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been in everything, but
he has been in
got his major start, I think, with Rodriguez.
Oh, he did, yeah.
And I think he's going to be in Dust to Dawn season. He's in season two.
Yeah.
But he's not playing that vampire, I don't think.
No. And
from the movies.
You know, but he was in Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. He's
when
been
he was
in a
young.
Lot.
He's an older guy, but he's in good shape.
He doesn't look like he's in his 70s.
No. But, you know, the thing about him is it's funny because you see him like Dust to Dawn and all that, and you're like, okay, he can only really do one thing. But then you watch him like in Bubble Boy and all these like cameos in different movies. He's actually funny.
Yeah.
Like, he can be a very funny guy and very alive. And then he plays Machete. It's like, Machete, don't text. Kills the guy.
Yeah. You know.
And then, you know, but in real life, he's probably
got a lot of range.
Peter hit me in the nose with the football. Shut up. Fucking Snickers. And Buscemi really sells that.
Yeah. Marsha.
It's not about you. It never is. Yeah, Buscemi's great.
I would love for him to come to a con, but
he's busy probably. Yeah. He seems like a really cool guy too.
Yeah, he does seem like a really cool guy.
And then of course the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep.
Which we already saw Patricia Quinn a couple years ago, but now they got Nell Campbell and Barry Bostwick.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole's excited about that. Yes. You like Barry.
Yeah.
Rachel True will be there. That's cool. From Half Baked, Sharknado 2, The Craft. We already talked about Butch and Pat. Nicole's other favorite thing happening now.
Yep.
Was it 30th anniversary of Fright Night?
30th anniversary of Fright Night.
Right? Yep.
Yes.
With and Amanda Bierce.
William Ragsdale and Stephen Jeffries. I can't wait to meet William Ragsdale.
You had a crush on him?
Wait. Oh my God. Yes.
I remember him on Herman's Head.
Yes. I loved Herman's Head. Herman's Head was one of my favorite shows.
And he was in Fright Night. Fright Night 2 was in it, but one
Fright
was
Night
really
2
good.
Was okay, but I still watched it because he was in it.
Well, him and Roddy.
Yeah.
Roddy McDowell's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I loved Roddy McDowell, but for a whole different set of reasons. But
was he a good Doctor Who? No, I'm just kidding. He could have been the Doctor.
Yeah, he could have been the Doctor.
Miko Hughes.
Yeah, very nice guy.
New
met
Nightmare,
him.
Pet Sematary. You met him?
Yeah, I've met him.
He's like my age, right?
He's younger than you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like 29 or 30.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. I'm glad you met him.
Yeah.
John Kazir, always awesome. I mean, for crying out loud, he does a lot of awesome voices. He's a very good, like him and Billy West are like really good voice actors. But also, he is the Crypt Keeper. Mm-hmm. Without him, it would have just been a puppet.
Yep.
And let's face it, Tales from the Crypt is one of the greatest anthologies
ever.
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 It was a really good series. They made two fun movies that were just ridiculously fun. Billy Zane stole it in Demon Knight because he's Billy Zane.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to go to a con.
And Dennis Miller stole it in Bordello
of Blood.
Yeah,
Dennis Miller was funny for once.
And Bordello of Blood. That was great.
And Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Feldman. So then we got Johnny Depp. No, I'm just kidding. Lorenzo James.
Yeah, from
Henry.
Fear the Walking Dead. We are not watching Fear the Walking Dead.
No,
we don't care.
I don't
care. And I'm not
going
to watch
it.
So just let you know.
But he'll be there. That's fine.
You won't hear from
William
us.
Forsythe.
Again.
That's fine. He's William Forsythe.
Yeah, Tom Savini.
Mike Christopher. Child's Play. I mean, Alex Vincent. And then we got some tattoo people. Big Gus, Sarah Miller, Kyle Dunbar, Teresa Reels, Mark Matthews, TJ Hall.
Yeah.
However, we don't have much on the authors yet, but we do know one author for sure.
Yep.
And that is
our good friend.
We interviewed already once, but this will be different. Zach Brewer, yes.
Yes. Zach Brewer will be there. Feature author this year, so we're very excited. A lot of our friends are returning.
Yeah,
we know that, and
I can't say much.
We know we're going to be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
So I'm going to say that we're official that we're going to be there. It just hasn't been put on the website
yet. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Justin's going to be moderating the panels, and he's going to do a panel. And
we're going to do a radio panel together.
Yes.
I think probably it's Drag Boots up there, too, if he's coming.
Yes, and then, you know, we're going to be doing the author panels and things like that.
We'll probably be doing podcasts.
We'll be having loads of fun.
I don't mind doing the panel. I don't know if I want to moderate as many as I did last year. I mean, that was a lot of...
Yeah, but at the same time...
I did really
You
well.
Were a really good one, and you were on some of them because you were so good.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're not even an author.
No, I'm just really good at
talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Spooky Empire is lining up to be, it's their, what, 13th year?
13th year. We're very excited. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
I don't think this is everybody, right?
No, they're not done yet.
I think they're going to announce more people soon. I hope it's only September. I think all the way till now it's on Halloween this year.
Yes.
Extra hour. Daylight
extra
savings.
Extra hours, daylight savings time on Halloween.
And
so,
if you know me, extra hour, oh, it means
that's
more.
That's at least three beers.
Oh, yeah. Well, me and Jeff could shut it down.
And some serious partying. So
it'll be fun. Yeah. Authors are great. Not just the guests, but also the vendors. I'm
yes.
sure we'll know our local vendors that we're friends with. Artist Morgan Wilson, who did that robot over there.
Yep.
Indy McDaniel might, you know, end up being
he'll
up there.
He'll be there.
I like Indy. Do you see his picture he posted?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. He's such a funny guy.
Yeah.
But it'll be a good time. So
yep.
Look forward to that. Let's play some more tunes.
Yes.
And then we'll be back.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Greetings and good evening. This is Venus DeVilo, all the way from Ireland, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio. There is no escape.
She's alive, she's vile, Miss Frankenstein. Heartless scientist, cross the line. Monstrous and rubble of humanity.
Wonder under a bamboo tree. Why do we hear the tom-tom every time our hearts meet? Because the tom-toms are the way our hearts beat. May we share dark rapture as the years take flight. May we always capture the thrill that fills us still of a Congo night.
Cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
To be buried in a pet cemetery.
I quit.
That's true.
It's true.
I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery either.
So
they're remaking that, you know.
Ugh.
Why? Leave it alone. Leave it the fuck alone. But I did hear that Jeepers Creepers 3 got greenlighted now.
Yeah.
That Francis Ford Coppola's company is going to do the third one. Of course, people are now up in arms yet again about Victor Salva because he's
a creeper.
Convicted pedophile. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe don't let him work with all the kids then. You know what I mean? Make this a grown-up movie and then we won't have to worry about it.
Right.
I've said my piece about him before, so.
Yeah. So, they better not ever remake Jaws is all I got to say.
Yeah, no, don't fucking touch Jaws.
They're remaking Roadhouse, which is not a horror movie, but it's a very good Patrick Swayze movie, along with the cowboy.
With fucking Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I like
what
Ronda,
the
okay.
Fuck? No, but she's not an actress.
No, she was all right in Seven, Furious 7, right?
She didn't have to act. She was fighting.
Fighting Michelle Rodriguez, who can't act.
Yes, there was not acting there. That was fighting.
The Rock was good. Statham was good. You know what else I liked about that movie?
What?
Because we talked about we liked it.
Yeah.
Gibson. Uh-huh. No, that wasn't Gibson. Yeah. Russell.
Russell. Kurt Russell.
Yes. Mel Gibson was a machete.
Yes.
Too. No, Kurt Russell can make anything
better.
I like Kurt Russell.
He's R.J. McCready and Snake fucking Plissken. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and he's fucking Jack Burton.
Yeah.
Good old Jack Burton.
Jack Burton, yeah. Aren't they remaking Big Trouble in Little China today?
They might, I don't know.
Oh my God!
He's in a new movie, The Hateful Eight.
Yep.
It's a Tarantino
movie. Tarantino film, yeah.
Him and Samuel L. Jackson, so that's mm-hmm. going to be sweet. I can't. And he's in some other Western movie where they fight like zombies or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah, it's Kurt Russell and some other people. I can't remember what it was called. Jeff knows because we were talking about it. Me and Boots were talking about it. I'm like, fuck yeah, Kurt Russell fighting monsters. Fuck yeah.
Right.
Well, fuck you too.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Maybe we'll just sit here and wait it out.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Wait till spring.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, that is such a good movie.
The Thing. The Thing, They Live. with Roddy Piper.
The Thing was one of my favorite films ever.
Yeah, Thing's ever, really ever, good. Ever. So, Nicole, if you wanted to listen to one of our interviews, where would we go?
Podbean?
Yeah, the Drew Edwards one is on Podbean. Drew Edwards and me talk. That was awesome.
Our website?
Yeah. Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Underground Horror Radio Bandcamp.
Right.
We have many, many interviews on there with many, many people. So yes. If you want to take a listen to maybe not the music, but the interviews, that would be cool.
Yeah, check it out.
A lot of interviews, a lot of, you know, me doing it, Nicole doing it. I know Shock Pop, we got a lot done.
Yep.
Lisa Hammer was awesome. SLC Punk 2 now got distribution. Should be out sometime in the beginning of the year.
Yep.
So I'm excited about that. Of course, you got to meet Yovanka.
Yep, Yovanka.
Over at the, from Seraphim Films.
From Seraphim Films, yep. I'm still waiting to hear on the update about
her movie,
Jacqueline,
right?
S. Yeah, that she's doing with Clive Barker.
Very cool. I know the twins know her and Jessica Cameron. They all say,
yeah,
know,
they all love her. Yeah. Hellevator's coming.
Yes, with the twins.
The twins. They said that's coming soon.
Maniac, not Maniac. The one that Jessica Cameron just did with Tristan. I can't remember it. It's not Maniac. It's Mania.
Yeah.
Mania, a fucked up lesbian love story. Mm-hmm. That's coming. The trailer's out.
Yep.
So, yeah, Hellevator with the girls. I heard Vendetta did well.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a horror movie, but it's the twins putting their twist on prison movie, so can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad we met them when we did.
His horror western Bone Tomahawk.
Yes, that's it.
That's what it's called.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell and Bone Tomahawk.
I'm excited.
Yes, we're very excited
about
that.
I'm glad we met the twins when we did. Before,
yeah, I am too, before they got huge.
Like a week later.
Huge!
They were already kind of known in the underground, but then publicly with the wrestling and everything else.
Right.
And that was cool. And
speaking of wrestling, Sting came back, and he has given Seth Rollins a run for his fucking money, and he crushed his fucking statue, which makes me really happy.
Undertaker beat Brock.
Undertaker did beat Brock.
Cheating.
Hey.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to hear it.
Right? Undertaker still got it.
Yeah.
The dead man.
Yeah.
He's had that gimmick for years.
Yeah.
Mean Mark. You know, before that, he was Mean Mark.
Oh, God.
This is like 80s.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't know everything that you know.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
Because if that was the case, I kind of wouldn't be into it, I think. I'd be kind of like...
But he's been the Undertaker steadily for like the last 20-something years. Maybe more. What else is going
Halloween
on?
Halloween stuff. We talk about Halloween stuff. There's been a lot of Halloween stuff out now.
Yeah, I went to the Halloween store and I wasn't too impressed.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Spirit and all. I don't know if they just...
That's the only one around,
they're
too.
They're running out of ideas or I don't know. It's just the same stuff from last year.
Party City had a nice stuff. It wasn't all up yet. Me and Jeff happened to go in there the other day.
Yeah.
And they had a really cool mask. There's a mask I think I want to get.
Mm.
Someone asked me last night at the show. It's like, oh, what are you going to be for? She's like, oh, I'm getting ready for my Halloween stuff.
Uh-huh.
My costume. And she's going to be that one tarot card with the goat head and the female body and the whatever. I forget what it's called. Bahamut something.
Baphomet?
Yeah, that's the one. So that's like, okay, that's cool. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm wearing a costume because we're spooky is on Halloween.
Yeah.
And we already know from experience wearing the robot suit's not easy.
No, and
even if we're staying at the hotel, which we are, but it still
takes
work.
It takes too much.
Plus, we're doing the panels, running around, but
and we can't move 5 feet without people stopping you. Right. So you know, at the party, that would be hard.
Yeah. Well, I even for anything. So that's cool because the first year you were on panels, but I wasn't. So I was. We did our panel, and that was it. What?
I was on one panel the first year.
No, the second year I'm talking about.
Second
when
year.
We brought the robot suit.
Yeah.
We did the robot suit, and you were on a couple panels, and I wasn't on any, except for the radio panel, which we rocked.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit different. Now it's like we're doing a lot more, so I don't have time to wear the robot suit. Not since, what, Green Jello?
Yeah.
If I'd known Chalk Pop wouldn't be packed, I would have brought it.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah, but still, it still would have been a pain in the ass.
Yeah, MegaCon was all right with it. Yeah. It was a pain in the ass. But there's a couple, like, they got a cool mask I like, and I still might do the spirit thing. I got to find a good mask.
Yeah.
Other than that, the rest, I got a red tie, I got, pants and shoes, and I got the trench coat still somewhere.
It's in the closet.
So I might do that. What about you? What do you think about? You don't really dress up too much. You're not Halloween?
I dress up as me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I put my fangs in. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I like your wedding dress.
I know you do, but I'm not wearing it to the fucking con.
No. But yeah, there's a bunch of Halloween stuff out. So Party City was all right.
Party City was good.
Walmart didn't put anything out.
Not yet. Michael's
has some stuff.
Well, school just went back to school. I know. So they'll finally get rid of that stuff. Michael's has a lot of stuff. AC Moore has a lot of stuff. So go to the craft stores.
Target has stuff.
They're starting to put stuff out.
They have a lot of stuff. I went to Target with Jeff too.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they're putting it out. I mean, every time I go in there.
Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, not just for Halloween, in general.
Because all the Halloween, all the Star Wars stuff's coming out for the Force Awakens. Movie, yeah.
Who knew we'd ever get another Star Wars with the original cast?
Yeah, really. Who'd have thunk?
After those shitty prequels.
Yeah. Speaking of films that are out or coming out, I know what the twist is for...
We're not going to talk about that. The Village? The Visit.
People
like it.
I'm not going to spoil it because
people
should go see it if they want to. I'm not going to pay to go see it because I know what the twist is, but I do give him credit. At least the twist is something, you know, different and not his usual bullshit. So,
yeah, I don't want to go see it, though, either.
No, I don't want to see it.
So that's cool for him.
Yeah. And I watched on demand.
Yeah.
The Final Girl with Abigail Breslin.
Mm-hmm.
And Wes Bentley. And that was really good.
Bent Wesley.
She plays this girl that gets basically recruited after her parents die by this man who trains her. Wes Bentley is her trainer. And he teaches her how to fight and how to survive and how to spot those deserving of correction because of doing bad things. So there's these four guys that are taking girls into the woods and hunting them and killing them. So she ends up being the girl that they take into the woods, and they have no idea what they have on their hands, and she ends up taking care of all of them. But
kind of like what was that House Invasion movie? You're Next.
Yeah, You're Next. Kind of like that. So I would strongly suggest it. I thought it was really good. Yeah. I'm not going to go into details because you really need to watch it. But it's really clever. It's set in like the 50s, though. It's not a modern film.
It's an older movie.
And I was impressed because she really does. I mean, I've always liked Abigail Breslin, but she really does a great job because she's only like 18 years old.
Yeah.
As far as the character goes either, you know, so she's just developing into an adult and dealing with what she's always been dealing with, and now as she's growing up and stuff, so, and then having to find out about these guys and taking care of them and stuff. So I would suggest you watch it. I thought it was really good. It's not a horror film per se. There's not a lot of blood in it or anything, but it's really sharp and clever, and it is a little scary because they do go running through the woods at night, and there's a lot of stuff that happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
the Krampus.
It was worth it, and the Krampus is coming. No Santa this year. We're having the Krampus instead.
Michael Daughter is the Krampus. Looks good.
Yes.
Adam Scott.
Yes.
A couple other people.
It does look really good. And also, he said that Trick or Treat 2 is still in development. He's working on getting the...
everything.
He's working on getting the rest of the script put together. He doesn't have any, you know, production scheduling or anything yet, but they are working on it.
In the meantime, we got Tales of Halloween.
We have Tales of Halloween. We're really looking forward to that. I can't wait till that comes out.
And then the Survivor Girls movie.
Yes.
Or the Final Girls.
The Final Girls.
Which is kind of like Last Action Hero meets a horror movie, mm-hmm. where they're watching this Friday the 13th type movies from the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and this girl's mother was the actress, and she died
mm-hmm.
and she was young.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go see this movie, and something happens where there's a fire, and they end up in the movie itself. And it's funny because these are people that watch these movies like we watch these movies,
yeah.
and now they're thrown into an adjacent movie.
Right.
And it's got Nina Dobrev, Malene Ackerman, some guy, I think, from Workaholics.
Yeah.
But it looks really funny. It's PG-13, which I think would be better if it was probably R.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it looks good.
Right.
Kind of in the way of like Zombievers and Wolf Cop, you know, a little nostalgic 80s
right.
trip. So if you're down for, I'm down for that. I can't wait for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I can't. It sounds good.
Yeah. And the trailer looked really good and fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially if you love a Friday the 13th movie,
mm-hmm.
you know, a camp movie, I think you'll like it. Because, again, it was probably a joke about it, that sort of thing. So, anyway, that's mm-hmm. that. I think we're done.
Yeah. I think we talked about everything we wanted to talk about, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. We got Spooky coming up next month. We're gearing up. Next month, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Halloween.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about more Halloween movies.
Halloween, yes, but we're, you know, Halloween Horror Nights is yeah. coming up. We're going to do that probably sooner rather than later
yeah.
into the month.
And we're really just going to amp everything up.
Yeah.
Next month for sure.
Yeah.
Work schedule. But I think now work is a little bit better.
Yes.
And we'll be able to do
yes.
more stuff with the show.
Yes. I have a much better situation at work, so.
That'll be good.
It'll be better for us to do stuff, so.
Yeah.
I have a boss that's into it, so.
Yeah. And we're excited.
Yep.
Well, you know, we're really, really ready to go. We're just tired right now. Summer's always kind of a...
Yeah.
We had our anniversary. We had Not For Air's anniversary. We had the trip this year. So, September, we're kind of low-key.
Yep. And then October's our month.
We're going to ramp. No yep. wedding this year, so don't have to stress over that.
Nope.
That was last year's fun.
Nope, but we might do Halloween Horror Nights on the 11th, which would be...
Our anniversary.
Our anniversary, technically. So.
Yeah, so that'll be good. And, of course, Spooky on Halloween's makes it even better.
Yep.
So we'll keep you updated on all that. Go watch a movie, read a book, read a comic book, a horror comic. Do something.
Yeah.
Check out Halloween Man. Check out Dr. Wolfilo. Check out Maya Grell the Zombie. Lots of cool stuff on the internet.
Yep.
And go to see a movie or something.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.